This is Wade Brathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. DC dilemma, fair votes and fair pay versus tip subsidies for owners. New Orleans is a service worker, hospitality industry city, as are an increasing number of other areas in the United States. Tips are always an issue when so much of the workers' income depends on them, especially when employers pay the federal minimum wage for tip workers of $2.13 an hour versus the federal minimum for other workers of $7.25 per hour, which has been frozen for what seems like most of this century. In some states and cities like San Francisco, Seattle, and most recently Flagstaff, Arizona, voters and public officials have taken steps to try to deal with this issue. Washington, D.C. put this issue on the ballot as well. The voters passed the measure overwhelmingly to stair-step up the level for tip workers to the full minimum wage in the city, which is on its way to $15 per hour. In a democracy, most of us, for or against, would have thought that settled the matter. The voters have spoken. In Washington, though, somehow the National Restaurant Association, always on record against the measure before and after the vote, has joined with some of the restaurants in the capital city and convinced the D.C. City Council to review the measure and potentially overturn the vote of the people. How could this be possible? All of us know Washington has become crazy town, but we thought that was just on the federal level. We didn't realize that the new aristocracy had leached down to the city level as well. On Wage World, I talked to David Cooper, a senior economic analyst for the well-regarded Economic Policy Institute, EPI, and the deputy director of EARN, the Economic Analysis Research Network, about a study he authored in the middle of this mess to remind the city council that, in fact, the evidence thus far is that workers do better financially in one-wage cities than in tip cities. In D.C., the numbers matter, also because the data Cooper has marshaled remind anyone interested that in a majority African-American city, blacks do worse by a more than 30% margin than white workers on tips, and black women do the worst of all. So they stand to benefit critically from a one-wage program. Cooper's report reminds workers and the public of a key fact about the tipped wage that the restaurant folks like to slough over as they pretend to be concerned about their workers' income. The level between the tip minimum, whether $2.13 federally or over $3 in D.C., is a direct subsidy from the workers' tips provided by the customers for their excellent service, which is then effectively passed over to the employer until the D.C. minimum or elsewhere the federal minimum is reached, and that's nearly $10 an hour. What's left after the worker de facto pays their employer for their space on the floor behind the bar is all that is gratis. So even ignoring the basic democratic facts that the voters have spoken, how could this ever be fair? I'm reminded of an organizing committee meeting of a bunch of carriage drivers in the French Quarter that we organized years ago. At one union meeting, an argument broke out when the members started debating whether their work was a job or a hustle. That says it all. These are jobs. They need to be paid with the respect, dignity, and wages that the workers deserve. The rest is land grab. This is Wade Brathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.